WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
What's up, everyone? That was... Sorry, it's early in the morning. Alien by Beach House. That's what it was. It was Alien by Beach House. Good morning. This is Kalem on your wonderful morning show. We will be getting started here at this 8 o'clock hour. We'll go into the first segment here later. I'm the only one in right now, but that is totally fine because I am tired. So this morning is going to be a very chill morning. Nothing crazy. Nothing too, like, over the top, you know? Just a chill morning commute morning show, you know? Alright, we'll get back to the music here, and we have In the Water by Clap Your Hands and Say Ye here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So whether you have a sun siesta or go lizard mode, I think today will be pretty nice. Probably leading more into the afternoon on the higher weather temperatures or higher temperatures. But you could potentially go lizard mode.
Potentially.
If it's warm enough for you. Or take a sun siesta, potentially, if it's warm enough, yes. So we're looking at sun for... most of today, however, as we look further on into the week, we get a little bit more cloudy. We are getting a little bit warmer, which is quite funny to me. We get
when's it gonna rain?
Yeah, we get cloudier and warmer on Wednesday, and then it storms on Thursday.
That makes sense.
So there's your Alabama weather for you.
It heats up. And then it rains and cools it all off.
Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, we go back down to 57 to 34 for the lows and highs.
Gonna bang my head into a wall.
Yeah. So enjoy the nice weather while you can. Maybe go outside and do some fun things.
Go lizard mode, fly a kite.
You know, take advantage of this nice weather before... Thursday hits, basically, and we have storms again.
Heal your seasonal depression while you can.
Yeah. And then after that, it looks like we get a couple more sunshiny days, and then right back to rain. So just enjoy the sun while you can, and we're going to actually enjoy the music while we can, actually.
Ooh.
So we're going to go back to Cecilia and the Satellite, Tongue Twister, by Andrew McMahon and the Wilderness, all on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
It's the morning. It's quite literally 9 o'clock. And so as we bring in this next hour, we're going to have our guest speaker.
Ooh.
So we have Miss Izzy Boyd, our VP of DEI for SGA.
Hi, everyone. My name is Izzy Boyd, and I am the Student Government Association's Vice President for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And I am so excited to be here so I can tell y'all all about 1UA Week.
Let's go. All right. So 1UA Week is put on by SGA, but let's hear it. What is it?
What is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 1UA is SGA's annual campaign to promote inclusivity and advocate against hate speech on campus.
Nice.
So what we really do is we examine how the ways that we interact with one another, can promote like inclusion or mm-hmm. can promote hate on campus. Yeah. And so we kind of examine that through different facets of DEI. Mm-hmm. And we do that through different conversations with one another throughout the week as well, as that's well great. As hearing with our university partners.
Yeah. Yeah. That nice. Sounds great.
So what do you do during this week
yeah.
to promote so this?
Yes.
I assume it's starting this week. It is the 6th through the 10th.
Yes.
So the first event will be tonight.
Ooh.
With we have the Crossroads Civic Engagement Session. Would you tell us more about that?
Yes. So tonight's event is entitled Civic Dialogue, Civil Discourse in an Uncivil World. And so what we're doing is we are examining how our political differences kind of like can separate us as a student body, but ultimately we can have productive conversations about political and civil discourse, but using like appropriate and civil language that still like promotes inclusion while like fostering own individual's opinion and what that kind of looks like to have the context of your framework as an individual when you're working with students from all around the globe, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so how that can impact our campus community and our frameworks together.
Yeah, I love that. And it so happens to be with Crossroads, which I am a big fan of because they have Jackson Harris. I love that man so much.
Shout out.
Shout out to Jackson Harris.
Yeah, if you're listening, you're our hero.
Yeah, you're our hero. We're going
really
to.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Summer doesn't know you, but me and Izzy do. So Calum and I say, or Calum and Izzy and I, or why can't I speak?
Izzy and Calum.
Izzy and Calum say hi, Jackson.
I gotta meet this man,
are,
I guess.
Yeah, so does Summer. But I'm actually gonna come to this now because I didn't know this was happening, and I love Jackson, so I'm gonna go say hi. He actually just wrote me a rec letter for my master's. I love him. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's great. He does a lot on the civil discourse and talking about how being in the public sphere affects our communications and stuff like that. I actually took public listening, which was a special topics under communications.
Love the communications college.
I love communications college, too.
Personally.
yeah, it's just so great. CNIS is just, so wonderful. but he actually taught that class, and I'm assuming it's kind of going to be the same mm-hmm. kind of gist of topics and stuff.
Probably some same themes.
Yeah, same themes, same maybe some activities and stuff like that. So that would be really fun to go see and remiserate. Is that a word? No.
I don't know. Anyway, it'll be
yeah.
a lot of fun.
Reminisce. And, like, reminisce. That's what
that's
it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I personally love learning about communication mm-hmm. and, like, communication styles. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah. You want to go with this?
I might, honestly.
Yeah. We're going to go.
Y'all should go.
We're coming tonight.
All of these events, by the way, are open to the entirety of the student body.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, open to all. So, tonight at...
This is going to be at 4:30 to 6 p.m.
4:30 to 6 p.m. at the UA Student Center. So sorry for talking over you. In room 3700. Mm-hmm. That is on the third floor?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Mm-hmm. So it would probably be one of the like little small rooms on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. You'll definitely see me there.
I'll
you'll
probably
see,
be there, honestly.
You'll see Izzy, and you might see Summer. That would be really fun.
I love learning about communication styles. I eat that stuff up, honestly.
It's mm-hmm. honestly great, and Jackson does such a good job of teaching it.
Like, I've considered becoming a communications, or like, yeah, a comm studies double major, personally.
Do it. Or
however,
at least a minor.
Well, yeah.
What is your minor?
Global and cultural perspectives.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
No, that's not even a new college.
It's not even a new college?
Mm-mm. That one's, it's kind of like New College, where you, like, make your own minor.
Mm, yeah.
But it's, like, under an umbrella.
Oh. What college is it under, though?
I have no clue, bro.
Okay.
Personally, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just kind of signed up for it because it seemed cool.
That's fair.
And it I like cool. learning about the globe.
It does seem really cool. So, back on to the one UA week.
Yeah, our SGAs. My bad. I get us off track really easy.
You're good. You're good. We all get off track. It's the morning. So, back to SGA's one UA week, February 6th through the 10th. So tonight we have the Crossroads Civics Engagement Session at 4:30 to 6 at the UA Student Center, room 3700. And then we have events all this week. So looking forward, we have a gender, a women and gender resource study session on Tuesday. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So this event is titled Gender Justice in Supporting Survivors. So it's also kind of going along with our theme of, like, inclusivity and against hate speech. Mm-hmm. How can we, like, use our language as individuals to, like, support survivors of sexual assault? Yeah. And then also how we can have, like, positive self-talk, which I think is a really important component of speech.
It's kind of really hard to sometimes to have, like, positive self-talk all the time. Mm-hmm. Some people just don't learn that skill because nobody helps them out with it.
Yeah, and it's also the environment that they surround themselves, or, well, not they surround themselves, but they are in that foster that kind of...
They've never had a positive environment.
So that will be very fun. That will be at the Women and Gender Resource Center from 6 to 7. It will be at the Student Center Theater. Mm-hmm. Correction. Okay. Sorry. It will be put on by the Women and Gender Resource Center and SGA. Mm-hmm. But it will be at 6 to 7 at the Student Center Theater. Mm-hmm. Tongue twister. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Okay.
It's early in the morning. It's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mouth does not want to get moving.
And then next up, we have identity-based organization roundtables on Wednesday.
Yes.
What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
So our student leaders we're hosting around 9 different identity-based organizations. They're going to share, like, their experiences within their identity context in UA, and how that has, like, shaped their UA experience, but then also, like, their experience with hate speech on campus. Mm-hmm. But then overall how they believe that we can, like, best move forward together as one UA.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be...
I get the one UA now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So that'll be really meaningful.
Yeah.
And, like, again, all students are open to attend these events.
Yes. And we encourage attendance here.
Please attend. It'll be so much fun.
We can't, obviously... Like, call to action.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that
stuff. Sorry about that, guys.
Nah. You didn't call to action. You're good.
Okay.
I'm just saying we can't call to action, but we're going, and it feels nice if you would go. And it's open to everyone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But, like, that Wednesday one, the roundtable one, will be from 6 to 7:30 in the Student Center Great Hall.
That is on the second floor?
It is on Wednesday, February 8th.
Yes.
But the Student Center Great Hall itself is, like, on the second floor,
I think.
It is on the second floor.
Yeah, because, like, the first floor is the mail center.
Yeah, first floor and then second floor and then third floor is all the...
It's in between, like, the student government office and the Blackburn office.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is where...
That's usually where they
Great
have,
Hall
like, the
is.
Trivia nights and stuff.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So...
If you go to trivia, you know where it's at.
Yeah. If you go to trivia, you know where it's at. 6 to 7:30 at the Great Hall at the Student Center. So, following that, we have a Thursday event, which Black Student Leadership Council Roundtable. Can you tell us more about that one?
Yes. So, the Student Government Association's Black Student Leadership Council... They are having a roundtable, and so the Black Student Leadership Council consists of our members of identity-based organizations who identify as mm-hmm. Black. So their student leaders are going to be sharing their unique perspective, mm-hmm. and similar to the identity-based roundtable.
Yeah.
But these are individual members of the Black Student Leadership Council that we want to be able to highlight.
Yeah.
And give way to like their specific student experience.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
So they are also having a roundtable. And all these events will be, in terms of our roundtables, will be moderated mm-hmm. by our university vice president for diversity, equity, and inclusion, Dr. Taylor.
Nice.
I love that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We love seeing him.
Yes. And then other UA administration will also be there.
Yeah.
So if you have something that you would perhaps really would like to share about your student experience, feel free to come on.
Yeah. Their ears are open and mm-hmm. they're here to listen.
So for our listeners, some of us, personally me, have a goldfish memory and will forget like when it is, where it is, stuff like that. Are y'all posting this anywhere?
Yes.
Feel free to plug that.
Yes. You can follow us on UASGA Instagram.
Nice.
And you can also sign up for the SGA newsletter. And that's where...
Isn't majority of the student body already on that newsletter?
It's opt-in only.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in on it. I know that.
Yes.
But
so I don't know exactly how many people that we have opt-in, but so you can find updates on that in our newsletter, as well as updates on our DEI passport program, which all of these events count to.
Okay.
Quick info about the passport program. Mm-hmm. The passport program is a way for individual students to have formalized, dedicated experiences in promoting diversity, equity, inclusion through our Office of Student Life. And so what that means is, like, at the end, you will get a, like, formal recognition for completing these different passport requirements.
Nice.
So it's different experiences in engaging, enriching, and getting more educated on diversity, equity, inclusion.
Yeah.
And these events are really a great way to get credit if you're looking to achieve the passport at the end of the year.
Training certification kind of stuff you sub.
Yes. This is a revamp to our previous DEI certification.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners are familiar with that, the passport program is a more individualized and I would say meaningful reboot to our DEI certification program.
Nice. I support that. Mm-hmm. Majority of sorority and Greek members, I believe, have to do that, or at least are encouraged to do that, I know we were when I was back in a sorority, but I'm not in there anymore, so.
But now, it's really centered on, individuals.
Yeah.
There's no longer, groups are no longer getting certified in diversity, equity, and inclusion by the Student Government Association.
Mm-hmm.
It really has shifted more into,
individual.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I like that, honestly.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm the same way on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alrighty, so that is Monday through Thursday. Do we have a Friday event?
So our Friday event last week, we kind of kicked it off with Multicultural Coffee Hour in the IDC.
Okay.
Yes, with our Office of International Services.
Okay.
That featured Nation with Turkey, which I think is really timely now within with our earthquake this morning.
Yeah.
So there were about 450 students in attendance to Multicultural Coffee Hour.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. And that is one of my favorite events that happens every week at the University of Alabama is Multicultural Coffee Hour in the IDC. So highly recommend for everyone to go, even if the student government is not
there.
Not putting it on for the week.
Yeah. So just a quick tidbit on the earthquake that just happened in Turkey and Syria. Sadly killing at least 2,000 people.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Was not aware of this until you just brought it up. So thank you for bringing that up.
Bringing awareness.
Yeah. Bringing awareness to all around the globe. It was a 7.5 earthquake. happening in the early mornings, or the early hour mornings, around 4 a.m. Affected countries involve Cyprus, Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Georgia, and Armenia. So if you have any friends or families or just any in general, just want to be nice, send some love over there, they'll need it. So sad day, but we will get through it. And I hope all goes well in the restoration of their lives. So sorry about that little tidbit and sad sadness, but it's okay. So if you want to maybe now feel that global impact and put that energy somewhere else, maybe go and check out One UA Week, and that will be a pretty good area to get that energy out and express some feelings about whatever's going on in the world.
Not only whether that, but it'll just be a good time.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
It'll
you're
just
good.
Be a good time to be around other people that you may not usually be around.
Exactly. And especially with those roundtables, you'll get introduced to so many more people that you never would have probably been introduced before, especially the identity-based one, because it may not be your identity, and so you're not going to be that focused on it. So maybe go out and listen to some other identities and have fun, you know?
It's always good to hear another opinion.
Yeah, you know, just keep an open mind. It's so nice, you know? So that will be One UA Week with our Vice President of DEI, Izzy Boyd, here in the station. And if you are wanting to look at any of this information, you can either go to SGA's Instagram, which is, remind me of the handle again.
It is at UASGA.
Okay, so at UASGA is their handle. And then you can also find it at our events calendar. We have them also pinned up on ours on our website at wvuafm.ua.edu. And it will be on our events calendar, and you can just look through there and see all the events from One UA Week and any others that you would like to see. So check that out if necessary, or, well, just check it out in general. It's fun. It's got a whole bunch of stuff from all over Tuscaloosa and campus. So check that out if you can. And check out One Week, or One UA Week. I am fumbling my words, but it's okay. And if you want to have something to do tonight, come join us at 4:30 at the
Student Center
room.
3700.
Thank you. I'm You're trying welcome. To remember it off the top of my head. but we are going to have a civic dialogue discussion with Crossroads Civic Engagement Center and the fabulous Mr. Jackson Harris. We love him on this show, especially me, Caleb. say hi to your girlfriend for me, or potentially fiance, if you did that or not. Oh. I don't know. I can't remember. But, or wife. That could have happened, too.
Interesting.
I don't know. We'll have to catch up, Jackson, you know. So check that out on our events calendar or SGA's Instagram or their newsletter as well. But we have One UA Week this week with our DEI part of SGA with Miss Izzy Boyd. Woo!
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
We love it.
Yeah. Is there any last remarks you might want to say?
If y'all have any questions for me, feel free to email igboyd@crimson.ua.edu.
Perfect.
And roll tide.
Roll tide. There we go. So we'll get back to the music here. All on 90.7 The Capstone, we have Palm Sunday with Paper Cuts. We have Paper Cuts with Palm Sunday. I'm so sorry about that. All on The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa. Thank you.
Alrighty, that was Forever in a Day by the Jaws of Brooklyn, all on 90.7 The Capstone, and your morning show. Woo. Woo. I'm making sure I'm recording, and I am. Heck yeah. we've had a few things talked about this morning show. We've talked about the Grammys. We've talked about 1UA week. We talked about the weather for a good bit, actually.
really enthusiastic about the weather.
Yeah, we are. I'm a child of the sun, so, you know, you got it. Or child of the flowers. I don't know, whatever the hippie.
Flower mumbo child.
Flower child. That's what it is. Hippie mumbo jumbo.
Though child of the sun is so, I feel like that's a little bit better.
Yeah, child of the sun is something else, though, I think.
Oh, I think
that might be like a religious thing now that I think about it.
Maybe a cult thing.
I don't know.
Let's look this up real quick.
Yeah, we're gonna fact check this.
I love that.
It is a song by Thomas Berskin or whatever. That's Children of the Sun. So never mind.
I don't know.
What does it mean to be a child of the sun? It is
a religious
partly
thing.
Religious stuff. The Incas, apparently, in South America, correct? Are they in South America?
I think so.
Yeah. The Incas consider themselves to be children of the sun, but it's the sun god, and the sun has great influence on their daily life, including ceremonies, architecture, job, whole bunch of other things. And
I was worried it was going to be a cult thing. It really sounds like a cult thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
The Incas had their own thing going on.
Technically, by definition, anything that is believed by less than, I think, either 10,000 people or 100,000 people in terms of like a religion or like that kind of thing, that's technically a cult.
Gotcha.
So, and then once it hits that
threshold
of number of people who believe in it, that's when it becomes a religion. So technically everything is a cult, theoretically speaking.
Yeah.
Everything starts off as a cult. Everything is a cult. But whether you believe in what's a cult or what's not a cult is up to you, and we're not telling you what's correct.
I was thinking more of like a Charles Manson type cult. Yeah. But like
that's like the cult part. But like religiously speaking, technically a cult is it's a religious belief under a certain amount of people. Let's do a little fact checking.
Let's see where the threshold is.
We love fact checking on this. According to the dictionary, a system of religious veneration, don't know what that is, and devotion directed towards a political particular figure or object. So I mean, that's pretty much just religion, you know, devotion directed towards a particular figure or object.
Yeah.
Which, you know. Another definition is a relative small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister, which is where we get the culty, like, Charles Manson, like, that kind of society cult. And, like, the misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing is another thing about being a cult.
Like Heaven's Gate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did you know, like, I think it was Heaven's Gate. Yes, it was Heaven's Gate. One of the founders of Heaven's Gate was a professor here.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was like a professor of music.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I actually am a liar, apparently. I'm not really a liar. According to a core question saying, what is the difference between religions and cults? And one of the answers is, a religion is a cult that has gained respect.
Which, theoretically, yes. A cult versus religion, Google search brings up. A cult is a term that does not refer to religion at all, but is applied to a social movement. Which, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'm going back to Heaven's Gate really quick.
Yeah, you're good. Go
but,
back.
But Marshall Applewhite was a teacher here at UA.
Oh.
I don't know exactly when, but he definitely did teach here.
Oh.
Me and my roommate watched some of the documentary forever ago.
Yeah.
But I think he was, because he was a follower of Heaven's Gate before he actually became the leader.
Yeah, yeah.
According to this article.
That's crazy.
But he was like a teacher in the music college.
Hmm.
So, which, that's interesting if you ask me.
Yeah, no. I love, like, not necessarily, like, conspiracy theories, but, like, conspiracy theories and, like, cults and, like, fun facts like that. Like, I love knowing little facts about the Manson family. Like,
yeah.
That's really fun.
I just think it's interesting to learn little fun facts about, like,
yeah.
UA's campus. Like, who would have thought that the Heaven's Gate
dude... Yeah, we have a head person of Heaven's Gate here. Or had. Not
yeah.
anymore. Not
well, Heaven's
anymore.
Gate,
But, yeah, so that's very fun. There's a lot of things on campus that are, like, hidden in plain sight, basically.
Yeah, and, like, very historical things, too.
Yeah, we have a couple of slave graves. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, across from the... Well, not really across. It's on the edge of the... Math and Science Building, I think that's what they called it now. It used to be the old bio building.
Yeah.
I think it's the Math and Science Building now.
Yeah.
But on the front end of that little section, there's like a little gated area.
Interesting.
With some trees and some bushes, like, kind of surrounding it and stuff like that. It's actually kind of secluded, which is kind of...
Yeah.
Ironic, but not at the same time. It's on the bus hub side.
Yeah.
So,
like, I know if you look really closely at some of the bricks in mm-hmm. the art building,
yeah.
on the art building, you can see the fingerprints
yeah.
of the slaves that made them.
Yeah, that's another thing. A lot of our inner workings of our campus were built by slaves.
Yeah.
Majority of this. And then...
If you look at the really historical
labor
buildings.
Later on, so technically, slaves. But, so there's a whole bunch of things you can find out on our campus that you just would never know.
UA has such an interesting history.
It really does. It really does.
Like, I highly recommend just looking into some mm-hmm. of the stuff that has happened here.
There's been a whole bunch of stuff that's happened here, but there's also some tours that will...
Yeah.
Take you around and talk to you about these things. I know one of them used to be the Hallows Ground tour. I don't know if it's still going on. It used to be by one of our professors and her class, but I think they made it into like a community project, if I'm not mistaken.
I have no clue.
But that what? Can give you one. Wait, what did you say?
Like, I know for a fact that in Foster Auditorium,
mm-hmm.
like our volleyball place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the stand in the schoolhouse doors
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
where they were trying to desegregate UA.
Mm-hmm.
And the, what was it?
It was the National Guard and...
Well, the National Guard was trying to get them to desegregate. No.
No, the National Guard
They
was
were against it.
Yeah.
That was a different thing. I'm sorry. My brain
yeah.
is yeah. a little... It's a little early in the morning.
You're okay. There's a lot of things that happen with segregation on this campus.
Yeah.
Like there's, like, multiple occurrences. We have National Guard coming.
To help
yeah.
not.
To help not, or
all these other things.
Like,
we have a pretty tattered history.
Yeah, it was the governor of Alabama. He stood in the schoolhouse. He stood in front of the doors because he's like, if they can't get in, they can't register for classes. Mm-hmm. So technically, we're not breaking the law. Mm-hmm. He called in the National Guard and was like, hey.
Yeah. We do not have a good track record of segregation, obviously, in Alabama.
But I really do highly recommend looking into the history of UA.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking of, like, history of UA and, like, Black History Month, it's Bob Marley's birthday today.
Yes. Yes. Oh, let's do a little bit of celebrate the day. We'll end
after
out
that
this,
heavy.
Yeah. We'll end out this little section with celebrate the day, where we are in the sixth day, right? Yeah. February 6th. Sixth day of
Black History Month.
Woo, woo, woo. Love that. And also, it is Bob Marley's birthday, as someone said. So, a little fun Bob Marley tune will be coming up for you if I can find one.
Bob Marley is so good. Like, I went to Jamaica back in, like, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's all they played there.
We might have been in Jamaica at the same time then.
Interesting.
Did you go on a cruise?
No, I didn't go on a cruise. Okay. But I did see a cruise ship pull up while I was there. I was at a resort, so we very well could have been.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, because I have also been to Jamaica, and they also were playing Bob Marley all the time.
All of us are all connected.
Yeah. No. Let's do Exorcist.
Like, they had a very good drink there called a Bob Marley at the resort we were staying at.
Nice.
I drank, of course, the virgin version because I'm still underage.
Well,
but
in Mexico,
no, it was Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Well, we were on a U.S.
thing,
so they...
Yeah, so it's still 21, so never mind.
Yeah, they gave you a little wristband, and
Summer's
it was...
Summer's a little baby.
I know, it was a purple wristband, and they were like, you're not allowed to drink if you got the purple wristband. I'm like,
dang it. Well, so with that fun little tidbit of the day, I think that is the end of our morning show. Okay, I had to make sure we were recording again. I'm so sorry, I just blanked out on you. But, so, with the act of Bob Marley's birthday today, how old would he have been?
I have no clue. Give me 1 second.
Yeah,
I'll look
let's
it up.
Fact check that real quick. Just so we can give you some more factual information before we let you go on this wonderful morning show.
Okay. If Bob Marley were alive today, he would be... This was in 2021, so add 2 years. So 70... It says he would be 76 years old. So 76, 77, 78. He would be 78
years old if he was still alive today. That's, like, the same age as my grandpa. That's crazy.
Bob Marley's such an icon.
Yeah. Well, and given that his icon status is so great, we are going to play him as we end out this morning show. I hope you guys have a great day, and this has been Caleb and Summer on The Morning Show.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
And we're going to leave you with Exodus by Bob Marley and the Wailers, all on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.